I'm not rich enough to approach beautiful girls.
Yeah, so that guy, what he's done is he's just told us his story. And so the reason why people don't have what they want in their lives is because of the story that they tell themselves. And so in that case, he's like, I don't have enough money. Beautiful girls aren't going to like me. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no point in talking to beautiful girls because I don't have money and they're not going to like me. Beautiful girls like money. That's what I read on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's what they say on all the red pill channels. You got to have money and looks or else you're screwed. Mm-hmm. And the reality is there's everybody knows and has met probably numerous dudes in their life that not very good looking, can't hold down a stable job, doesn't have their shit together. The guy's charming and everything, but he's kind of a loser. And yet he's dating, you know, one of your hot friends or whatever. I'm sure you've had plenty of girlfriends like that over the years, or dating guys that are like,
yeah,
didn't have a pot to piss in. He's a project, you know, that kind of thing. And you say, well, why does a woman, a hot woman who has everything going for her, go and date some broke-ass loser? And, you know, there was this, remember that video that went viral a few weeks ago with that girl, and she's like, oh, I got five boyfriends, or she has primary boyfriend, but she's only sleeping with, I think, one, her actual boyfriend, and then Chad Thundercock, basically. And so what was funny is, like, you know, the guy's asking her about these different guys that she's dating, mm-hmm. And she says, well, there's this, you know, the one guy that she really likes that, you know, sex is great and everything. But she's like, I would never have a relationship with him. I would never date him. And the guy's like, why is that? She said, well, because he's broke and he's a loser. And then he's like, well, why are you with this guy? Why are you dating him? Because it's good dick, is what she said. Mm-hmm. And so bottom line is he's dicking her down properly. And she likes it, and so she didn't give a shit. I mean, she's got other guys that were, it's like, you know, what she had was like what I call a Frankenstein boyfriend project. Mm-hmm. She's got an actual boyfriend, and then she's got, that one had, I think, four other guys. I think, you know, the Chad Thundercock dude, who was a broke-ass loser. She was having sex with him, but the other guys she wasn't having sex with, but they're taking her to dinner, they're spending money on her, they're doing these things.
Yeah.
And they get nothing. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the bottom line is none of the five guys really matched everything that she wanted. And so she gets a little bit from each guy. And probably, you know, one of the other three guys also is the emotional tampon. He's kind of like the gay male girlfriend that's always listening to her complain about the guy she's having sex with. And he's not doing this. He's not doing that. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking, well, I just listened to her enough. Eventually, she's going to want to sleep with me. And meantime, he gets nothing. She becomes single. Oh, I'm not ready. It's so hard right now. I need some time. I just went through a breakup. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the interest. Maybe in the future. And then, like, a few weeks later, she's fucking Chad Thundercock or some other dude. And he's like, I didn't get one. It's just a fling. You know, it's just a rebound. It's nothing serious. Mm-hmm. And then the guy just keeps buying that, and months go by. And then one or two boyfriends later, he finally realizes that the girl's not into him, and he's wasted a couple of years being hung up on her.
Yeah.
So those things tend to happen too. And the reality is you got to shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. The number one strength characteristic that women love in men is confidence. Mm-hmm. And the way that guy's talking, oh, I don't have any money. He's already lost. He's already given up. Right. He hasn't even walked onto the field yet. And he's already convinced himself that he's lost.
Yeah.
And so therefore he just kind of turns around and leaves the stadium and never even goes to swing at any pitches. Cause mm-hmm. you're going to miss 100% of the pitches that you don't swing at.
Yeah.
And so you might as well shoot your shot, and who cares? You know, women like a guy that's ambitious, knows what he wants, and it's okay if he's broke.
Right.
But if he has a purpose and a mission and something that he wants to accomplish, and he's got goals and he's got dreams and he's got a big vision, like mm-hmm. the, you know, the one in the, I think she had a red dress on, that video that went viral a few weeks ago on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, the girl that had the five boyfriends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that dude that she was sleeping with, the dick was great for her, but everything else, he didn't have his life together.
Right.
And so she was smart enough to know that she wanted a guy that had all those things. Mm-hmm. And she kind of has, you know, like I said, with the Frankenstein project, she's got enough guys that give her most of what she needs, but mm-hmm. not any one guy in particular gives her everything she needs. Mm-hmm. And so that's why she's kind of like a free agent.
She's like a playboy.
Yeah, exactly. She's got a rotation of dudes. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. She went into it. She was like, you know, there's guys that take you to dinner, and there's guys that buy you things. There's guys that take you places. there's a guy, and then there's the actual boyfriend I have, and then she's like, and then there's the guy that she's having amazing sex with.
Right. I just feel like some guys get too comfortable, like the guy who just submitted this comment. He's like accepting defeat and not doing anything to get to that point. If you want a beautiful girl, if you know that girls aren't going to want you because you're broke, then what are you doing? You know, you have to work for what you want. It doesn't just come to your feet. Like, you have to do something about it.
You're there for him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing he doesn't understand. It's like, you're the prize. You're the gift. Women want to be in a love story. So take her out, wine her, dine her, have a good time, hang out, have fun.
Yeah.
Hook up. Mm-hmm. If she can laugh when she's with you, if she can smile, if she can have fun. Mm-hmm. If you can beat up her pelvis properly, even if you don't have a pot to piss in, but if you got goals and dreams you're trying to accomplish, she'll give you a chance. She'll become your biggest cheerleader and fan. Mm-hmm. But if you want to do anything to help yourself, and like that case, he's just, well, that's the story. He's broke. He's probably not doing anything to grow his reserve of knowledge. He's not doing anything to develop his gifts, his skills, or his talents. He's not doing anything to advance his career. Mm-hmm. He's just, I'm broke. And that's it. That's his story. That's his state of being in life. And that's his reality, because that's the way he believes.
Right.
As Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you are right. Mm-hmm. And so he's convinced himself he's a loser and no girl's going to want him. And so he doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't ask any girls out on dates. And so he goes through life believing that girls don't want him because he doesn't have any money. He doesn't make any effort to try to challenge that premise. He assumes it's true. Mm-hmm. And because he assumes it's true, remember, people are going to act consistently with how they view themselves to be. And it doesn't matter whether the view is accurate or not. And so that guy can't even get off the starting line.
Right.
Because to him, he doesn't even qualify to play in the game.
Mm-hmm. And he's probably like one of those guys that take a girl out and then complains about how expensive it is. Like, damn, I wasn't expecting this. It's like, oh.
Guys take you out and they say shit like
that? I've had a guy do that before where we would go out on a date and it's just like, he'll be like, damn, I wasn't expecting to spend this much, but it's okay, it's okay. Or like, we're on our way somewhere and we're like, he's like, yeah, this place is super expensive, but like, you're worth it. It's like, okay, you don't need to bring up these things about how much it is. If you can't afford it, don't take me. You know, we could do something else.
Or he's trying to brag.
Or brag.
Try to impress you that he could spend money on you.
It's a turn off. I don't like that. I'm just like, keep it to yourself. Like, it's okay.
Don't be a bitch. Don't complain.
Yeah.
I mean, he made the date, right?
He
made the dinner reservations.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's too expensive, obviously it's unattractive.
Yeah.
Or he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Right. Or he's looking at the prices of each plate, and it's like $30. Like, I'm like, okay, did you not look at the menu before we got here? You know, you make me feel bad. It makes me feel like I need to pick the cheapest thing on here. Like,
and then you feel like you're hanging out with a child instead of a man.
Right. I just feel like he's here trying to prove a point that you don't need to prove. We can go to McDonald's. I wouldn't want that, but we can go to McDonald's.
Because we were talking about this in a similar question, a boyfriend that you used to have when you were younger, and you're at dinner with your mom, I think it was probably when he was probably meeting her for the first time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't have the money, or he was complaining about it, how expensive it was. And I think this was the guy that lived at home with his mom. He didn't work. He had no money. And so whenever you spent time with him, you were kind of like the mom. You were kind of like the man. You paid for everything. And
mm-hmm.
on that date, you were talking about, it's like, whatever you do, make sure you pay. Don't complain. Don't try to get my mother to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay. I'll give you some money. Don't make me look bad.
Because
you wanted your mom to like this guy. Mm-hmm. And you were trying to hide the fact that he was a broke-ass bitch and didn't have a pot to piss in. He had no job. He really didn't have a future.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, that goes completely against the premise of the questioner.
Because
obviously you're a beautiful woman. And you had a boyfriend. I mean, granted, you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't care. You liked the guy because what he brought to the table with his personality and obviously other things, I assume,
mm-hmm.
made up for it. And so you didn't really care that he didn't have any money or he didn't really have much of a future or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe even thought, oh, he's a project. He'd be the perfect boyfriend. Like, it just fixes a little thing mm-hmm. about him.
Because there are some guys who are all talk that they'll say, yes, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor, and I want to help people. I want to do surgeries. I want to go to school to do this and that. And it's just like all talk, but they're really not doing anything about it.
They don't take any action.
So at that point, at that time of my life, I was just kind of having faith and hope that, okay, he has an idea. He has like a plan, an image, but he wasn't doing anything to actually live it, make it a reality. And that's when it got like, okay, well, you're really not doing much for your future, and I can't have a future with someone who doesn't even see that far.
Or make the effort, for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you.
But at the end of the day, Caroline, when she was younger, she had a broke-ass bitch boyfriend. He had no job. He had no money. He lived at home with his mom, and he played video games all day long. He was a gamer.
Oh, my God.
And yet Caroline would go over and pick him up, take him out on a date, take him home to her place, and then eventually drop him back off at his mom's.
That's embarrassing. That's so embarrassing.
But it's good to point that out, because that just totally goes against what this guy said. Mm-hmm. And everybody, most everybody that's watching this has seen those kinds of instances where a girl like Caroline that should have her choice amongst men is willing to go out with a dude that like has nothing going on, mm-hmm, other than his personality and, you know, what you guys do behind closed doors.